over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sophia and Ella with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a re-elected Miles government has pledged $365 million to establish 50 bulk-bilking GP clinics across Queensland. Locations will be determined in consultation with health professionals. While the move aims to ease financial pressures, the AMA Queensland voiced concerns, stating, "This announcement shows a fundamental misunderstanding. We urgently need more doctors, nurses, and allied healthcare practitioners." Labor acknowledges the need for ongoing consultation, while the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners cautioned the initiative, quote, "needs to be done carefully," end quotes, to avoid implementation issues. In local news, in Brisbane's southern suburbs, a small restaurant staffed by displaced Ukrainians is providing more than just meals. Opened by Ukrainian community of Queensland, the restaurant offers work and community to those who fled the war. Quote, "When the war started, most didn't speak English," said the manager. Quote, "But everybody knows how to cook," end quote. "For people like Inna, it's been a lifeline," end quote. "It feels like home," she said, finding a purpose in the kitchen after fleeing Kiev. In national news, Lion's Outback Vision have won the Pilbara Healthcare Initiative's The Challenge and were awarded $5 million to fund Australia's first mobile retinal camera with integrated artificial intelligence. The technology employs AI to test for eye diseases such as cataracts, improving early detection for remote populations. Stephen Dawson, the medical research minister, has said, quote, "Lion's Outback Vision solution stood out for its immediate impact on the local community. I am excited to see how it will further transform healthcare delivery across Western Australia and beyond."
A bombshell report has warned that red imported fire ants could use massive damages if allowed to continue to spread uncontrolled. The report estimates that the spread could cost $118 million a year and lead to 116,000 medical visits if appropriate biosecurity measures are not taken. Eradication attempts are facing difficulties. However, as landholders concerned about the potentially toxic bait face off against the government's efforts. A National Fire Ant Eradication Program spokesperson has said there is no evidence that fire ant treatment has resulted in the poisoning or death of any vertebrate species. Continuing tensions have led to police involvement as some refuse to allow treatment officers to complete their job. In international news, a 22-year-old Yellowstone National Park worker, Austin King, has been missing since the 20th of September. His father has revealed the contents of a shakily handwritten note from his son on the last day he was heard from. In the registry atop the 3.5-kilometre Eagle Peak, Austin wrote, "I can't feel my fingers and my glasses are so fogged from the ruthless weather of the mountains, I truly cannot believe I am here after what it took to be here." He also wrote that he free-climbed the mountain without the help of any ropes or equipment. His camp and items have been found, however, he is still missing. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a slight chance of showers. It is currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is not rated and the UV index is expected to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website for zzz.org.au/news.